Oh, yeah, that was third day, and I need a miracle. You know, there's so many people out there that are hurting, that are looking for answers, or looking for hope, and we know that that hope is found in Jesus Christ. And one ministry that is sharing that hope, especially with young people in our area, is Crossfire Ministries, one of the Praise Network sponsors. They sponsor the Alistair Begg Truth for Life program, and on the phone with me right now to get an update about what's going on at Crossfire is the executive director Joshua Walden. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, Darla. How are you?
I am doing fine. It has been a while since we've been able to touch base and get an update on what's going on at Crossfire. So for those of our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Crossfire Ministries, why don't you tell them what it is?
Yeah, basically, you know, we're a 501c3 Christian organization that has been here in the Lacrosse area since 1988. And we offer teen center with youth services for youth the ages of 12 to 19. And it's really focused heavily on mentorship and working with the kids, you know, one-on-one. We also have our Renovate program that runs out here on Wednesday nights as well. And then we have our Tuesday night discipleship program, where that's the one-on-one Bible teaching time for the kids. And then our Sunday service, where we actually have a service. And that's been something that's kind of fun, where we take all the kids after the service over to a leader's house, and we have dinner, and we play activities, and we re-go over the message. Been very fruitful. And then we have our staple, which is our Friday night youth center, 7:30 to 11:30, and kids get to come in, hang out, you know, play games, activities. And we give them a free meal.
You know, talk a little bit more about those Friday nights, because that's where a lot of things begin, as kids just kind of drop in and check it out, see what's going on. And so many, like we said in that song, are hurting. They're looking for hope. They're looking for answers. A lot of them just looking for love because they don't have that in their lives. And they get a taste of that Friday nights, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, we actually got a couple testimonies of that. And one was, thanks to the Praise Network, family has been listening to that and heard our sponsorship and heard about us. And so their daughter that was 13 had come to the teen center, and they were new to the area. And the family goes to church, but they could never get the daughter to go to church. And so she comes, and within the first night, she's having just a great time and finds out that we have the church service for the kids on Sunday, and she's just begging to go. And so she's been participating in that since. And that's, you know, obviously a unique way to reach someone in her field. It happened through a Friday night. She came on Friday and, you know, enjoyed it and felt the love and, you know, knew that there was something there and wanted some more of it. Sometimes it doesn't happen that quickly. Another example is, we've had a girl we worked with. She's 18 now, since 15, and she'd come every Friday, and she'd be, you know, either antagonistic, or she would be, you know, very defiant toward any part of the faith piece, but just hanging out and being in the facility and seeing us. And after we started offering the church service, we were asking her if she wanted to come to that, and eventually she agrees. And then so she comes for about 4 weeks, and then starts going to our Tuesday night as well, and she actually receives Christ 2 weeks ago. And that's a three and a half year process there. But that's the thing, is that we're here consistently every Friday for these kids, and they know that, and we're that lighthouse for them. And they, in time, spending enough time, their barriers get broken, and they're willing to open up and let us be a part of their lives.
So who do you see coming through the doors Friday nights?
It's really a mix. You know, the ages are 12 to 19, but you'll have kids that are good kids that are just looking for a nice, safe place to hang out, and, you know, they just want to enjoy the activities, and they like having good people to talk to and good friends and mentors, and the free meal is always fun. You know, I'll tell you, working with youth, that's a staple there. If you feed them, they will come.
That's right. That's for sure.
Yeah, anybody that ever asks me, you know, how do you reach youth? I was like, well, if you don't start with food,
forget it.
Yeah. So, you know, they just come to enjoy those things. And then you have the kids that they're just really hurting. They're really struggling. Mm-hmm. They're in real broken homes, and they lack, they're void of any type of love, or they're void of any type of parental figure, and the ones that they do have are just, you know, not very great. And so they come seeking that. They come seeking somebody to be a part of their lives, and that's when we'll go to their activities, their sporting events, their show choirs. We're hanging out with them, we're mentoring. We kind of fill that parental void there for them throughout their life and the years. And then you just have other kids that are kind of in the middle. They're not, you know, in super broken homes, but, you know, they've got some areas they'd like a little assistance with, and were there for them. So it's a good mix. But overall, you know, the mix is, it's a very safe, friendly, fun environment for any kid to come to.
Mm. Let's talk about the two gals that you mentioned. First of all, the one, you know, apparently her family went to church, but she, for some reason, got turned off to church and was rebelling against going. But she found something at Crossfire. What do you think that was? Why do you think it was able to reach her? God was able to reach her through Crossfire?
Well, I think, you know, he's obviously, I believe, blessed us with the ability to reach the youth. And I think that's what I hear a lot is that, you know, we, because we are focused on youth, that's what we're here for. We have just, you know, we daily give it to them in a way that makes sense to them because that's what we're immersed in. And so, you know, I think they just, they feel like that we're there for them specifically and not that they go to a traditional church and they feel like, you know, maybe they're not focused on or they're kind of left out or it's not being delivered in a way that makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And so I think a big connection is that they come in, they feel the love, they test it, see that it's genuine, and then we're prepared to deliver it in a way that makes sense to them.
Mm. And then the other gal, you know, she was coming for 3 years before she finally decided she wanted to take that personal step of faith. And I think a lot of young people today are growing up without any church experience, without any, you know, Bible knowledge at all. You know, many of my peers when I was growing up, at least most of them went to church. You know, I don't know where they stood with the Lord. But so many kids are growing up and they don't have that or they don't have stability at home. And they're looking for something and they probably have no idea what it is.
Yeah, and I think that for her that, you know, knowing her life story as well, that she had has had a lot of tragedy and really broken home, that I think that it took that time because she was just needed to know that we were genuine and the love was real and that it wasn't, you know, conditional. And, you know, so all those years of coming and, you know, being rebellious toward it, but still being loved, still being cared for, I think that's the love of God that ultimately showed her, you know, this is a real love, a genuine love. It's not something that you experience like at school where, you know, hey, I love you unless you're doing bad or, you know, or unless you're doing, you start doing bad things and then my love ends or now it turns to anger and frustration. And that's where they, you know, see that our love doesn't turn to anger or frustration. It continually stays with a heart for them.
Mm. You know, I think the key that you had mentioned is the consistency, that Crossfire, you've been there for many, many years, and you're there consistently. Every Friday, you're there Tuesday nights for discipleship. You have the Wednesday night renovate. You're there on Sundays. You are a consistency in a lot of these kids' lives who have no other stability at all in their home, in their family, anywhere. And they can find that at Crossfire. And it's that love of God that just pours through you, you know, each and every day. And I think that is how God is using it and transforming these lives and reaching these kids who are hungry and looking for that love and that stability as well. Now, tell us about your Sunday services. This is a, you know, you think a lot of people think about church. They may think about stained glass windows or organs. Do they still play organs in church? But that isn't the type of service that you have going on Sundays. Tell us about what happens on Sundays.
Yeah, really going with it, it's something that we started in last August, and we had one of our youth pass away abruptly, and it just triggered within us like a remembrance that we have all these kids here, and it's usually a struggle to get them to go to a service. And so we just said, you know what? This is something we feel like God is leading us to offer, and we want to offer it to the kids here in a place that they know it's safe, it's their home, they're comfortable here. And so we started offering the service. And basically, I mean, it's not stained glass windows or anything because of our facility, but we offer, when kids come in, you know, we got the traditional worship service. We have a worship leader that plays the live music, and then we have, it's Bible teaching. The teaching is directly out of Scripture. It's not watered down for them because of the youth. It's a very meaty message, but it's catered and geared toward them in a way that they're going to understand what we're talking about. We take the time to break it down for them as we go through it. And then we actually have like a 10-minute prayer time afterwards for kids to absorb the message. And then, like I said, we take all the kids that want to come, and anybody that's, because the service is open to anybody, but it's geared toward our youth, obviously. And we take everybody over to a leader's home, and we have that lunch and activity. And sometimes we'll have another hour and a half talk individually where they get to ask questions. So it'll be a big group, and it's fellowship time. Everybody's a part of that. And we just talk about the message. How did it, you know, did it make sense? What did we get out of it? What questions do you have? And that's really pretty solid in their development. You know, when they get that time to ask that those questions with everybody listening, it's been pretty fun. And then we have activities and hang out, and it usually goes to about 3:30, 4 o'clock every day. And we do it every Sunday. So it's not something that, and we know that for the group that God brings us, it's family is something they're longing for. So we get to be that family for them. We get to be a family together. They come into our homes and they eat at our tables, and they're there with our children. They're there with our lives. So they really feel that genuine family is there. And obviously that's what Scripture is about, is being a family, being a body, loving each other and being there for each other. So that's just our way of doing that. So that's why everything is working out pretty great with that. Is Friday nights that opportunity for them to come and see and sense, and Sundays for them to say, you know what, I like it and I want more of it and I want to be a part of it. And then they come to that. And Tuesday night is the discipleship time to grow those that say, I want to really be digging into the Word. And it's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting.
Yeah, I remember running into you guys on a Sunday afternoon last summer. You're having a baptism service at Lake Neshonoc, and just very cool to see the young people out just enjoying that time of fellowshipping together and taking those steps of faith. That is so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really, I think that just makes such a big difference to them when they get to be a part of it.
You know, it's a huge commitment for you. I mean, there's so much going on, and for all of your many volunteers who come alongside these young people, and I know that God really transforms lives through that one-on-one relationship as you're discipling them and being there for them, in the good times and the bad times. So it's a huge commitment, and I commend you for all that you're doing and all of your faithful volunteers, and I know you rely heavily on them.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do it. But we just firmly believe if God guides, God provides. And so we believe that if we're keeping our focus on the calling of God, that He's going to bring people that not only are willing, but are able to provide what we need. And so that's really how our standard is. When we look at any potential volunteer, we say, first off, do you believe that God would be calling you here? And if you can cross that threshold, then we say, okay, well, here's the need, and if you can meet the need, then we can go to the next level. And that can be tough for an organization that's volunteer-driven to hold that line, because you see great people come in that just can't quite fill the time, and you got to say, hey, we just trust that if you're sent by God to do His work, that you're genuinely going to come with the ability and to fulfill those works. If not, it's just a good indicator for us that just may not, no good or bad, just a wrong time. And through that process over the years, that's how God has been able to cultivate a super solid group of faithful believers that come here every single Friday, every single Sunday. And they're a part of the Tuesday night, and they give their time selflessly to these kids. In reality, they do it also on the back end because they know that they see the works, they see the fruits. They wouldn't give their time for years, especially when they're college students or they're working students, they got 40-hour week jobs, and they got, if they weren't genuinely making a difference. You know, after about 30 days of giving that kind of a time,
yeah,
you didn't see any fruit of it, you can't look back and know you're making a difference, you're going to call it a day. And so we got volunteers 3+ years here. We have one volunteer almost 6 years, and they just keep serving because they are a part of an organization that God is using to reach people in a real way. And where else would you want to be?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing as fulfilling or as rewarding or as exciting as knowing that God is using you to help change a life. And that's what I'm sure keeps them coming back, because they are seeing these kids' lives transform right before their eyes and seeing the power of God working in them and through them, and that's so exciting. Well, why don't you give a shout-out to the kids out there, or maybe the parents of the kids. Tell them what's going on this Friday and invite them to come out, and then I want you to talk to the volunteers who God may be calling to be part of the Crossfire ministry, and perhaps what you're looking for there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say this Friday, you know, we'd love to have you come on out, enjoy a free meal if you're between the ages of 12 and 19 and see what we're all about. We got pool, ping pong, arts and crafts, painting, great mentorship, music. So it's a fun time, 7:30 to 11:30. If you're 12 to 19, again, just come on out and enjoy that. And for volunteers, you know, what I would say is if you're somebody out there, first off, if you feel like God may be calling you to be a part of the organization, to come and talk with us and go through that. But that's really what we rely on, is it starts with that idea that you feel that God is prompting you to come and be a part of this organization. And if that's so, then let's come and talk and see if there's a fit for you.
Yeah, ministry isn't for wimps. You know, if you're not called to it, it's not going to be that rewarding. It's going to become a drudgery rather than a joy in serving. But when you are called to it, there's nothing greater that you can be doing. One thing we didn't mention is that all of the activities and opportunities that you provide are absolutely free of charge to the young people, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We don't charge a single dollar for any of our activities for anyone. And we do that because we know that even if you charge $5 for something every now and then, it's going to rule some people out. And usually those are the people that you really need to reach as well. And so we keep a zero barrier fee, which is nothing in our organization.
Definitely a work of faith, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we rely on great people in the Lacrosse area that believe in God and want to, you know, help build the kingdom here and want to help us further that mission to support us, and that's how we get through. And that does force you to trust in God, and it forces you to keep your focus on your mission and say, hey, you know what, God, you put me here for a reason to do a job. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to keep the focus, and I just have to trust that you're going to provide the need that we have. You're going to provide the finances. You're going to provide the volunteers, because it's not, like you said, it's not a weak-hearted thing to do. You can't be weak-hearted in it. You got to persevere in it. You have to be faithful in it, and you have to be willing to trust in God that He's going to get you where you need to go. You got to have a servant's heart, right? You got to be looking to how are you going to help advance the kingdom, and not how much is it costing you or what's the time. And you just really like, how can I be of service? And so, yeah, we rely heavily on the community, but that keeps our trust in God.
Yeah, exactly, and that is a good place to be. Again, Joshua, thank you for all you're doing, and wow, what a day it is going to be when you and all the volunteers get to heaven and you meet all the young people there that you have impacted over the years. Just going to be an exciting time, but just pray that God will bless you and continue to use you, as I know He will, in the lives of the young people in Lacrosse. And for those who want to find out more about what's going on, how can they find out?
The best way is to go to our Facebook page, which just, if you type in crossfire.lax, we keep that the most up to date. You can also go to our website, which is crossfire4u.com, so crossfire4u.com. But Facebook is really the quickest and most relevant way to get to us.
All right, sounds good. Well, again, Joshua Walden, the Executive Director of Crossfire Ministries in downtown Lacrosse. Lots of stuff going on there Friday night, say Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Busy guy, but impacting a lot of lives. And you can find out all about that on their Facebook page. Have a great day, Joshua. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All righty, thanks.